95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. It's almost Halloween. It's almost Hogoween. And that means it's time for a Morning Hog Brew Review with Josh from SR Parrots. Yeah. Give him an applause. That's right. Oh, yeah, and Steve also.
And Steve. Yeah, I'm right here.
Now, real quick, you guys had said, hey, this is going to be the big Halloween edition of the Brew Review. And so we'll do a bunch of costuming.
Right.
So, Steve, you forgot yours? Or
no, I came as Josh. Then I came as Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even... Okay.
You didn't realize that.
Can you even tell us apart?
Did I drink first? Okay, it's fine. It's fine. What I do know is that you brought some amazing beers that are going to spook our taste buds.
Ooh. All
right. Yeah. Appendix. Okay.
No, so yeah, kind of thematic beers, I guess you could say, right? Okay. And one of the companies out there, breweries, kind of known for that is Rogue, right?
Oh, I love Rogue.
Yeah.
Steve gets excited about
out
Rogue.
Out there in Oregon.
I like Rogue, too.
We're going to start off with Rogue Bat Squatch. Hazy okay. IPA.
All right.
OMG, dude.
Check out the can.
Are you serious?
Got to look at the YouTube video, obviously. You ever heard of a cryptid?
No.
Oh.
Encrypted?
No, a cryptid. I guess it's kind of like a monster of sorts.
Oh, okay.
Or like a scary theme.
Okay.
Maybe?
No, I think it's like a mythical.
It sounds like a European death metal band.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody's going to text you guys and correct me because I'm not sure the exact definition. But,
right. All of our scholars out there who are drinking beer on a Friday morning. It's fine.
Exactly.
Bring it on. This beer is magical.
Yeah, absolutely.
How seasonal is this, by the way?
So this is year-round now.
Oh, year. Oh, yeah. You don't have to worry about what month it is. Yep. You can have this anytime.
Yeah, I got some placements, and most of the Publix is out our way, so definitely check them out there. But Total Wine, ABC, Local Independence.
Good.
Maybe some convenience stores as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the Hazy IPA.
SRProd.com/beerfinder. Let's squeeze that in.
So apparently a bat squatch is this cryptid, a monster, that had been seen out near Mount St. Helens in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's supposed photos and stuff like that, but no one has come forth with them. So it's one of those Bigfoot situations.
Okay, I like it.
Put it that way, right?
Bigfoot.
Is that after Mount St. Helens blew up? Or before it blew up?
Oh, that's a good question.
Quick, Google it.
Okay.
You're watching the video now.
Came from the volcano.
Yeah. I mean, right? Maybe it shot it out of the volcano. Right.
I'll check my Wikipedia database.
Oh boy.
While he's checking that out. Yeah. So a bat squatch is essentially a flying primate.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Flying monkey. Love flying monkeys. Who doesn't love flying monkeys?
I do have a description.
Oh, please.
It says this creature is said to have yellow eyes, a dog-like muzzle, blue fur, sharp teeth, and bird-like feet with leathery bat wings that span up to 50 feet. So if you've seen this thing, get mental help.
For sure, yeah. And I would imagine if you had, because what's the ABV on this sucker again?
6.7.
Okay, so if you have enough of these, you'll see flying.
That's such a solid beer.
Flying bat squash. Oh, it's so good.
So very citrusy up front, you know, kind of characteristic of a hazy IPA where you get a lot more of the hop profile rather than the bitterness. And it finishes really nice. Easy drinking beer.
This is the most hazy or most light of the Rogues, you know?
Isn't it? It certainly feels that way, right? Yeah. Rogue does a bit kind of like Stone.
Yes.
They definitely have a West Coast flavor profile. Let's put it that way.
Yes. West Coast IPAs.
Yep.
Definitely much different than the East Coast.
Yeah, for sure.
Steve.
But this is their take on what is typically a New England hazy IPA.
Okay.
So their take on an East Coast beer.
Yeah.
Very much approving that message that Bat Squatch is sending. All right, what do we go next? Do we stay in the Rogue family?
Yeah, we're going to stay in the Rogue.
Oh, good. I like that.
I mean, how do you have a Halloween show and not talk about Rogue Dead Guy?
You got Rogue Dead Guy is the tops of the labels. It is king of all labels, I think. Look at that dude.
It's one of my favorite logos on the planet. And I mean, not just with beer. It's just one of the coolest logos I've seen in a long time.
Sure.
They've offered for me to tattoo this on myself.
Really?
They pay for it, and I think I may do that.
Whoa! Dude. I don't hate that idea at all.
What are you waiting for? Right,
exactly.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go.
Yeah, I'll first. Do it for you.
I mean, it is such, it's super iconic, and then you taste it, and you're like, oh, I want both. I want the flavor and the look.
Someone bought me one of these pint glasses.
Cool really?
My girlfriend's mother.
Oh, you got a Rogue Dead Guy pint glass?
Yeah.
Can I have it? Or?
Of course not.
All right.
Jeez.
So, Rogue Dead Guy has been around forever. When you see Dead Guy, it's actually the Dead Guy label is actually more identifiable than the Rogue brand itself, which is pretty interesting.
Right.
But again, out of Oregon, I think it's been around for almost 20 years, if not.
Really?
A little bit longer.
Okay.
Today we're drinking out of a 19.2 can.
Well, I've noticed that it was, I thought either you've brought in stunt tiny hands for a Halloween costume, or that's a big can. So what, 19?
19.2 ounces. So you're going to see, in 2023, you probably see it out there with a couple brands here and there, but in 2023, right, you're going to see a lot of these craft breweries. You know, a 24-ounce can of beer is, that's a big can of beer,
it is,
right? And
it's going to get warm.
Yeah. Exactly. But what you're going to see is these 19.2-ounce, so a little bit more than a pint, available in your convenience stores. And they're typically going to be higher ABV as well. So,
so maybe
at 6.8 for a dead guy.
Okay. So maybe it's a sharing size.
That is not a sharing size for me.
Yeah. I don't know. We're not talking, these three guys are not sharing anything. Right? No. Josh is sharing right now because it's a brewery. But you understand, if you see him in public, don't touch the can.
Right.
Don't even point at it, really, because you got standards. right, and Rogue, and these are, you can find these everywhere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So these actually still come in six packs.
Beautiful.
So keep your eyes peeled for that. Publix, Total Wine, ABCs. You can check out the website.
Oh, srprod.com/beerfinder is one he's talking about.
These huge cans come in a six pack?
No, like, those are going to be single serve.
What a six pack.
You might be able to find some twofers.
Like a twofer, $350.
Yeah. Well, what kind of price point you're working on, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey,
we'll talk about that later.
Your bodega's
shot, right?
Your bodega's getting listening. Shut down, Steve.
Yeah. they're selling well under cost at that point, though.
The knowledgeable one of those two twins is Josh from SR Products, the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.